Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Last time on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
Greetings, little one.
My name's Reginald.
Then the trader will trade the trader. Oh,
are you okay?
My head hurts.
Incoming!
You hear the sound of thousands of dog-sized flying scorpions.
Isn't there another way out of here?
Snowball would know.
And you all turn and look, and Snowball, the dragon, has collapsed to the ground.
Well, I chose to stay in the book so that the force in the back of my head wouldn't get out into the world.
Take me to your leader!
Oh, that's me!
It is! It's overnight! We will not attack on this day!
Do you have any antidotes for your poison?
Of course, okay.
How do you administer it?
It says through the bum.
Was he supposed to go in with it?
He likes to commit.
So these are the special sulfur cakes. And now you look like a golden retriever.
I've grown up quite a bit, huh?
Maybe I was meant to raise a son.
Happy sulfur night, Blatt! Welcome back!
I raised Reginald and ultimately killed him.
I bought.
Oh. Hi, Reginald.
It's early morning. It's that period where everything is quiet, except for the sound of snoring scorpions. One of our crew is a little hungover, but awake, deep in a cavern, next to an equally slumbering, fitfully, dragon.
Snowball, it's Darcy. Are you? Ooh, that does not smell good. Snowball, are you gonna wake up anytime soon? Snowball!
Peanuts.
Oh, you sound so different when you snore.
What? Oh, very sore.
How are you feeling?
I'm sore in a very strange place.
Oh, right. We had to administer some medication. It probably has left a little bit of an unpleasant feeling.
I'm gonna go back to sleep.
No, you can't go back to sleep. You have to wake up.
Peanuts.
Snowball, we have to get out of here. The scorpions are about to attack.
I just go out the back.
Yeah, no, we know. So there's a very small hole out the back. Snowball, we need your help to get out of the cave. Can we get out the back? You know this cave better than anyone.
Yeah, there's a small exit.
Right, but how do we make it bigger? How can we get you out? How can we all get out?
It's not very large.
No, it's not.
You have to really squeeze. A small rodent could maybe get out. Oh, yeah, I'll try. I'll just go out the front.
The scorpions will attack you. You're in this position because the scorpions poisoned you and we just barely saved your life.
Well, oh, you're very tired.
Couldn't you use your ginormous tail to smash a bigger hole that we could all get through? Come on, Snowball, wake up!
Peanuts.
Egerton, are you awake?
Peanuts.
What?
Egerton.
What?
Egerton,
what?
Get over here. I need you to annoy someone awake.
But I was dreaming about candy-covered peanuts.
Yeah, it's always like that with you.
Well, not always. I mean, normally it's fairy cake. So this is a little bit of an aberration, and I feel like I need to spend some time considering what my subconscious is trying to tell me.
Okay, come closer to Snowball, but keep talking.
Okay.
Come closer.
So
come over
I'm just
here.
Trying to figure out, though. I mean, like, is the candy covered the part? Is the peanut the part? Am I saying that I'm, you know, all fat and wasted calories on the inside, but delicious on the outside? I don't know what I'm saying. Oh, hi, Snowball. Oh, Snowball's asleep, Darcy.
Snowball, how can you put up with that? Wake up!
Candy peanuts.
So Snowball knows what I'm talking about. Candy peanuts. That's the way of the future. Maybe that's a business opportunity.
Crunchy.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Michael Howie, Carter Siddle, and Marisa King. Episode 53, The Call of the Wild.
Is Blatt awake yet?
Blatt, are you awake?
Hey, I'm back.
Wow.
Oh. Thank heavens, I had this terrible dream that I became a minion of evil once again. I had that very annoying voice, and for some reason I had a child, and oh my heavens, who's sleeping beside me?
Oh, sorry. was I spooning you? I didn't mean to, let me just, I'm gonna go check on the scorpions.
Oh, my beautiful, perfect boy was spooning me.
Okay, Blatt,
so
we need
you. Feelings.
We need you to pull it together. There's a lot going on.
You don't understand. You're not a mother like Egerton and I.
The first time that they en masse try and defend you from an invasion of demons is just, it's so beautiful. And to see this moment with Blatt really brings those memories flooding back to the front.
And Darcy, I didn't know my heart could grow so big.
I know. Let it out. Let it out, Blatt.
Oh, God.
We're all gonna die.
Okay, Darcy, I'm ready to use my tail.
Excellent. Come on.
I just don't think this is gonna work. We need something with, like, claws, like a burrowing creature. It's quite a ways.
Well, I might be able to help.
I've been waiting.
Can you just give me 20 minutes?
Where did those pieces of paper come from?
Introduce the montage music for Darcy sitting cross-legged and going through a bunch of paperwork.
I actually have a burrow here, but I didn't learn burrow, so I don't have burrow.
So you don't have burrow.
That would have been really helpful.
So you said you had burrow. That's not true.
I gained the ability to create a passage large enough for a normal-sized human to use.
Excellent. That would have been super handy right now.
Super useful.
It would have been nice to have a check mark next to that.
You could become a were-mole.
Okay. Yeah, that would be a good idea. Oh, a were-mole. Good idea, Mike. Okay. Sorry, let's go back. Sorry. Well, actually, I might be able to help with that. I think I have the ability to transform into someone who could burrow us out of here. Are we all ready to go?
Snowball, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no.
But me and Blatt were talking. And do you have kids?
No.
Oh, you haven't lived! We're all gonna die, and neither of you know the beauty it has to have children.
They were snuggling this morning, even though he's all growing up.
My God, that's little time together. We're making a count now.
And as all this is happening, I transform into a giant mole right in front of everyone.
Well,
I can't understand her anymore.
It's hard to stop crying once you start. Well, that's kind of rude. Well, I guess I have looked at you as a daughter figure too, but, you know, that doesn't mean that you're going to be a part of what we're experiencing.
And a large stringy tail whips Egerton across the face.
Well, okay. So maybe I misinterpreted one of those words.
And then I head for the back of the cave and I start scratching away at this small hole to make it bigger.
Do you have a check mark next to burrow on your sheet?
No, I don't, but I'm a mole, so it's just a natural ability of a mole.
It's just the scratching part sounds ouchy.
Okay, so Darcy, the weremole, goes to the back where there is a 2-foot hole, but it gets narrower and narrower and is starting to scurry and scratch, and will be able to create a tunnel for a small weremole. Or maybe an Egerton in a different form, but not the current beautifully pudgy form.
Are you trying to suggest something?
Nope.
All right.
So there's a lot of dirt spraying up. Quite an awesome amount is spraying back out as the mole begins to burrow.
That's a lot of dirt.
So I'm just going to dine with a dirty shirt on once again. Is that what's happening? Wonderful. Thank you very much.
No, I do have a good dry cleaner I could connect you to.
Is the dry cleaner here in the cave?
No.
Well, that was a good attempt, son, but I appreciate that the dry cleaning has certainly take an effect with you too. It's important to have a good dry cleaner.
I do like to have a nice crisp.
Crease. You've never looked better. Oh my boy!
Oh don't.
Oh God!
Don't cry, Dad, don't.
Pass that.
He called him Dad.
I heard him say it. I didn't want to make a thing of it.
I just spent so long.
Just let it out. Let's all hug and cry.
From my point of view, it's only been a few minutes.
Okay.
I get it.
And this mole face appears out of the hole as if scolding everyone still standing there.
Okay, all right, I'm gonna go help. You two take the time you need.
There's a skittering sound.
Yeah, there you are. I'm sorry, I'll be more quiet. I have a bit of a headache.
Yeah, it's a bit of a wild night, Scorpion.
We are beginning. Your Zezamove? Yeah, Zezamove.
It's a family name, right? So it's hard for me just to really fully make sure I get them all correct. And you look a lot like Zezamiz, and I just
don't want to speak to one of these other crying people.
No, they're busy though. So they're having a moment, and it's important for us.
The war begins.
No, we've got like 22 minutes still. Look at your timepiece.
What?
Yeah, your timepiece.
Yeah, come with me. I'll show you my timepiece.
And he snags Egerton and drags him to the front.
Oh, there.
The sun rising now over that crest.
That crest?
Yes.
No, I thought we were talking about the mountain.
No.
We're on mountain time here.
We begin.
No. That's not what we agreed to. You said when the sun rises. You didn't say at which point of the sunrise, and I added in the mountaintop. So you have to give us, I think it's now like 19 minutes, then you can attack. Why don't you all just, you know, get together, have some water, flush out some of the party, make sure everyone's
seconds.
Okay.
They were good and things you made. 60 seconds.
Yeah, okay, no,
here, help me get this. What? Help me get Harry Zim launched now that he's got fur and fur.
Oh, yeah, okay. So
bats.
What do we do? Do we just...
I don't know. Watch his tail. It's quite strong.
It is.
Just help him get lift. There we go. There we go. Here's he mine.
Oh, he's flying.
50 seconds.
How is he flying, though? I don't know. He's a golden
retriever. 45 seconds.
So is it like the panting? That the panting somehow like releases something that allows them? Or is it the tail wagging?
All of these scorpions are launching into the air and the black mass is forming outside the cave.
Thanks for coming, everybody. Remember to rate and review our party. Tell other scorpions and dogs about it. Let them know if cave parties are where it's at. Thank you. We are the 60 Keys. And hope you have a great day, everyone. Bye.
They're coming back, aren't they?
Well, they're starting to
it looks like a big spear or something they're forming, maybe? I don't know. But
well, all right, well, we've got a free moment here. Why can't we just go out the front then all together? Maybe we can get away before the tip of the spear gets here.
Okay. Oh, here. I'm going to throw
a rock. They're very fast.
Yeah, I'm going to throw a rock and we'll see, right?
They're very fast and very poisonous. I was able to hold them a bit when we closed down part of this entrance. But there are thousands of them.
Okay, let's see how Molly Darcy is doing. What, you're tired already? You're not even having to go through the emotional withdrawal of being a first-time parent.
There's a lot of energy that gets tied up when you have to care for other people, Darcy, or Mold. Do you prefer Dole or Marcy? Wait, are we going to... Oh. Okay, Hey. I need those toes. All right, I will come help. Okay, what's a good thing? I can change too, remember, everyone. So what's a good form for me to take? I just feel like I'm not as good at Marcy or Darce or Dole here. Did we come up with a name? No? Okay, so anyway, what's good at, like chipmunks? Chipmunks dig a lot, right? They dig and hide their nuts. So bigger. A big chipmunk? Like even bigger than that. Okay, what about in... I can't become a bulldozer. Those are from Balgamar and they're made of metal. I can try. I don't know what'll happen. That's a Tyrannosaurus Rex. You're doing T-Rex arms? They can't dig with those. They're too short.
While they figure this out, why would you do me the honor of standing with me in the entrance? We can at least buy them some time.
We're going to go out with a magical bazooka in our hands. That's my boy.
Well, an axe in mine, but yes.
Bazooka.
Nothing happens.
Sorry? After effects of the party. Don't know what was in the punch. Bazooka.
Nothing happens.
Bazooka.
I can stand in the way.
Bazooka!
I can do it.
Bazooka!
I can buy us the time.
Bazooka!
And you hear a whisper in your ears.
Kazuba!
Do you need help, Defender?
Just want to use the ability that I've had for the past few years. Just try to call up my mystical weapon that I was able to do long before you showed up at the back of my head.
I've given you new abilities, Defender.
Oh, but don't I have to be all dark and...
No.
You know...
I've told you, you can be whoever you want to be.
I don't know if I want to be that particular Blad. I like the old Blad with the ability to call up a metal tube that made things explode.
I see.
If that's all right with you. I think you liked having that particular Blad as your defender. Didn't you? I think you'd be lying if you said no.
Very well.
Reginald is walking towards the front with his large battle axe unswung from his back and is standing, planting his feet in the doorway. It's the entrance.
Come on now. I have to go help my boy, so I'm just going to say it one more time and everything's okay, all right? Okay, so here we go and bazooka. 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 Bazooka.
It's the beginning of the middle of the end of time and other bothers.
Hi, everybody. It's Eli here with the announcements this week. Shauna's off traveling, and I am here with the grumpy dogs. You might be able to hear Ms. Mae Van de Wag snoring in the background. So first off, we're back for the fourth time. I don't know how many times it's been. We've begun recording again after many weeks off due to, Omicron and then moving house and then moving our studio and office all at the same time. You might have noticed that the room sounds different in this episode because we're now recording at our new headquarters. We're going to have a bigger announcement about that very soon. There's a ton left to do still, but I'm really grateful to be recording and producing again. Which reminds me, we're also going to be switching to releasing an episode every 3 weeks, mostly due to my schedule, trying to do production on several shows at once, plus writing, setting up the new space. I want to go back to making more bonuses for our patrons, all that good stuff. While Sean is hard at work on the network and on day job stuff, it's a whole lot. So, you know, we're trying to keep everything in balance. But thank you so much for your patience. We're really glad to be back to telling this ridiculous story, and we hope you like it. All right, that's it from me, Toodles.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
All right, Michael?
Yep.
I don't know if we can do that next scene.
What do you mean? You don't know if we can do
it. We just had a few complaints from the people playing the dog / scorpion.
But we fed them, didn't we?
Yeah. No, okay. It's not
and
about that.
They enjoyed the puppy chow.
They're just very confused because the script keeps saying rhinoceri.
Yeah.
And they don't know who's the rhinoceri, who's the dog, who's the scorpion.
But see, that's the humor.
Also, Marisa doesn't like it.
I hate it.
Hey, I didn't see you there. I thought you were going to tell me when she was going to be at our meetings.
Well, you don't come to our meetings. You just sit in your trailer. So we're bringing the meeting to you.
Yeah, but you should have just opened the door. By the way, Marisa's here.
I lurk in the shadows.
Yeah, that's why I want the... anyway.
Look, I think Marisa has a good point. I think they should be allowed to be a dog if they want to be a dog, or a scorpion if they want to be a scorpion.
That's just chaos. We've got 300 extras on the set right now.
No, we actually have two. That's the other problem. What? They have to keep jumping between costumes, and that's a lot of work. So... you know, we just need them to be one or the other because then we can do the CGI where we duplicate them.
But why don't we just bring in more and then we can actually have the ones that are scorpions and the ones that are dogs?
He doesn't understand budget, does he?
No. Maybe if we didn't have to keep bringing in actual fairy cakes made by fairies, we'd have more money for extras.
Hey, guys, I heard that all the extras were cutting into the pretzel budget, so I just asked them to leave.
That's it. Scene's over.
Yeah, so I think this all just means we need people to go to Patreon, right? Like, that's what we were really circling in a broad way.
I like pretzel money.
Help us get more scorpions, more pretzels, and more fairy cakes for Michael by going to patreon.com/albasalix.
Also golden retrievers at otherbothers.com. That one was logical.
I don't know how to describe the sound that Eli is going to put here, but it is as if black metal plate armor clanks down all over Lat's body to where he's like a fully armored jacket. There's a black bazooka that's quite large with a signal etched into its side that glows. And the last thing to appear is a helmet and visor over Blatt's face. And he is all in black.
Okay, so this feels like a bazooka, but I can't quite see. There it goes again. Okay, so I gotta hold it up. There it goes again. All right, so up with one hand, and then I let, it's down again. Son, are you? Okay, is this the back of the cave?
Just follow my voice.
Or the front? Sorry, boy.
And okay. Suddenly in your goggles, lights up, and you see as if you can see everything in the cave in outlines. Everything is outlined.
Oh, okay. So nobody has skin anymore. Is that normal? Does everyone feel like they still have skin? Because I don't see anyone's skin.
I have skin. I'm here. I have your arm.
Okay. That's good. So this is the front of the cave?
A little to your left. There.
A little? Okay. All right. Just point me towards light.
There are a thousand little red squares that seem to be following all these things flying around in the air, and it says locked.
Okay, son. So do you see scorpions or do you see squares?
I see a lot of scorpions.
Okay. I see a lot of squares. Do you think maybe the squares are the scorpions? And the scorpions are the squares?
Are they flying in the air?
Yes, they do appear to be in the air. They're just sort of floating about. I'm going to assume that's what that means?
Yes, I think those are the scorpions.
Okay, so I'm
nothing just... else is flying in the air.
Okay, very good. Well, I just don't want to destroy a cloud or something. Can you do that with this new thing? I don't know. Evil works in evil ways. Okay, so I'm just going to do what I usually do, and we'll see if it makes the problem go away and pull down on this thing.
And the lock goes red. There's a tone that echoes through the whole cavern, and all of a sudden there's the sound of, it must be hundreds of missiles firing in all directions. And we are now using the new Morgu power. Necrotic wave.
Ooh. Necrotic wave. Darkness surrounds you, flowing across your body at all times. You pull the darkness inward, almost returning to normal, and then release it. In a massive necrotic wave that ripples outwards, eating at anything living within a 60-foot radius. Roll plus wisdom. Oh, that's not good. On a 10 plus, you deal 1d12 damage on all living creatures within range and consume the souls of all that are killed. Oh, God. On a 7 to 9, you deal damage as above, but you take 1 hit point in psychic damage for every creature killed. I don't know how much psychic damage I could take, because I don't know how much psychic abilities I have. All right, so my wisdom is, well, it's not terrible. It's a 12.
What's your plus on it?
Oh, that's a 0. But, you know, I'm still surprised that it's that high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have a negative
so
on
my plus. So you
need
to roll 2d6. All right. You need another
so
d6.
Let's see here.
Yeah, grab another d6.
All right, I'll grab another d6.
You haven't done this in a while.
No, rolling. What do you think this is, a role-playing game?
So I will say that you have directed it because of the use of the bazooka. So it's everyone in front of you, and the range has increased in that direction as a cone.
All right, so it looks like we want a 10, a 10, a 10, a 10, a 12.
Nice. Oh, God. Okay, so roll your damage.
Okay. So everybody gets a 4.
So, yeah, so there's just a series of explosions as one giant. It just becomes a cloud of explosion debris. And hundreds of them are just vaporized, and hundreds more are colliding. You just hear a lot of skittering and screeching, and then you hear a war cry go up as they begin to, basically in three fronts, charge, zooming in towards the front of the cave.
Okay, so there's still a lot of squares.
And that's when you are both hit in the chest by one after another. And Reginald is there swinging, and you guys need to roll Defy Danger. I'll let you roll for both of you. How are you trying to defy?
Pray that my new armor that's appeared on my body does the trick.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an 8.
Okay, so I will say you are thrown backwards, and so Darcy and Egerton, you suddenly you're just there's this impact, as this fully suited knight with strange, I pictured it as like a motorcycle helmet on, hits the wall and slumps down, and that is Blatt. Reginald is still there and swinging like mad.
Okay, Blatt, now do you think that a pleather tree beetle is a better digger than a rat?
Pick something large, you idiot.
But that's hard, because a rat can be pretty big, but it can be pretty small. And then the beetle, I mean, in the larval state, they're tiny, but then they get to be, you know.
Become a rhinoceros.
It's a rhinoceros.
You know, a rhinoceros.
And suddenly this weremole comes running out of the tunnel right towards one of these scorpion critters and jumps up as high as maybe a weremole can jump, yep, just to try and bring one down.
Okay, you bring it down. Yeah, roll. We'll roll 2d. You go to do it. Roll 2d6. Okay, do you need another one? There you go.
That's a 10.
Plus strength or dex. Doesn't matter. That's a success. Yeah, what do you want to have happen?
Grab, ideally, if this is a really good roll, I do a sort of a spinning thing where I end up taking out a few in the air down with me, okay, just on the ground.
Yep. I would say you snag one that was about to take out Reginald from behind, spin around, take all the more, and throw them back out to the others heading out the front.
So like a bowling ball effect kind of thing.
Yep.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. I am going to try shapeshifter. I'm going to turn into a rhinoceros as I understand them.
Now, we never determined if Egerton actually turns into the thing or just believes he turns into the thing.
The sheet says, when you call upon the spirits to change your shape, roll plus wisdom. On a 7+, you experience the glory of shapeshifting and believe you are the chosen creature.
Okay. So right, but do you have the powers of the chosen creature?
Doesn't say anything about it at all.
Does anything matter beyond belief, Marisa? Mm-hmm.
So
that's a question for our time, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
So that's an 8.
Okay, so tell us what Egerton does.
So Egerton starts to turn and charge, and you hear and feel the thumping of giant hooves. And then through the dust of these hooves, you see a golden retriever emerge with a big horn and start charging at the scorpions.
Okay. Roll 2d6.
It's an 8.
And you want to use a dex or a strength bonus?
I have zero of both.
Okay, so that's an 8. So I think you see a golden retriever charge forward, has impact a whole bunch of scorpions. There's a lot of confusion because they're confusing, I think, that scorpion, the golden retriever, with Zizzup. And then the golden retriever disappears with a yelp off the edge of the front of the cave cliff. Okay. Blatt, you have slumped down. Reginald is doing everything they can at the front of the cave.
Do we need to roll for Reginald?
Yes.
Why would you ask? He was doing okay.
No, Reginald just kills all of them. It's fine.
11. Reginald spinning around, blade flashing. They're backing up a bit. There's been a bit of confusion with this giant weremole and Zugzunk losing their mind and now having a horn. And Blatt, you're sitting at the back of the cave. I think you're actually probably up against Snowball. And it's just all chaos up in front of you. And there's a 2-foot diameter partial tunnel out.
It's been widened a little.
I think 2.25.
All right, so let's say 20 centimeters. Is that helpful for everyone?
That's smaller than 2 feet. A lot.
Blatt points the bazooka, or whatever it is to be called now, at the 2-foot wide hole and fires.
Okay, roll 2d6.
Don't worry, everyone! I know what to do! 8.
So, I would say the good news is you see there's some targeting errors. Like, there's the red things are moving all around, but then it fires. It hits the hole pretty close. And you see it, like, start to enlarge in a part of it. The explosion shoots you backwards, sliding towards, you bump into Reginald's the front, as the cave begins to collapse all around you. Everyone needs to roll 2d6. Defy danger.
I'm not there.
You're not there. You're outside the front. You, by the way, are going to take a roll 1d6 for damage on the fall.
5.
Wow. Okay, you get to quite a run. You tumble. You hear yelps as you bounce your way down the slope a little.
Whoa.
Okay, I rolled a 7.
So I will say that you barely miss a large boulder coming down.
Okay.
But for some reason, the shock, you are no longer in
Oh, I'm back
form.
To Darcy.
You're okay. Back to Darcy. Ooh. And the whole place is coming down around you. Okay. What'd you roll, Carter?
I'm rolling now. 3.
You don't see Vlad. You need to roll 2d6 for damage. Though you will say you have 2 armor right now.
Cool.
Holy shit. 9. So you take 7 damage.
Ooh.
So that's somewhere on your sheet is damage. Yeah.
Snowball! Snowball, you need to get up! You need to get up and find Vlad! And also, I think Egerton might be falling to his doom.
Snowball is at the back of the cave.
That's why I'm yelling.
Okay. The scorpions have retreated a little. They're just not sure what's going on. Like, just this explosion of rock out of that cave. And you hear Snowball. They sound worried.
Can't move.
What? Has something fallen on you?
Yeah, just type. You need to call for help.
Who am I gonna call? There's nobody here.
The wild.
The wild?
You have to do it now, Darcy. You need help. We need help.
Okay.
And Blatt, you're in darkness.
Blatt checks the bazooka.
You can't quite reach it. It's like you're being held down. It's like something, there's a crushing weight on you, but it's not crushing. It's like your armor's holding it off, but it's this intense, you can't move.
Well, I don't see any of the little red squares. So it looks like I saved the day. Son? Egerton? Darcy? I can't move yet. I am not being crushed. Oh, this is death.
Egerton, you bounce your way down the front of the slope. You and a couple of scorpions, sometimes lifting up, sometimes dropping you. You've come to a rest. You see an extremely devastating explosion. Just the whole front of the cave explodes outward. Rock hits you, it hurts, flinging in every direction. All of the flying scorpions have pulled back.
I need to get a press release out quick.
And you hear Darcy shouting inside, and then silence.
Oh no, okay, I gotta get up there. Am I still in rhinoceros form?
You appear to still, I believe you are still in a rhinoceros form.
Okay, hold on, wait, oh, I know. I'm gonna use, spirit tongue and call out to the other golden retrievers who have been flying around and not part of the attack.
The ones who you transformed? Yeah, they've been chasing rocks. They're all running around chasing all the rocks that exploded out?
Okay. Yeah, they're all chasing those.
A couple are trying to eat them. They are golden retrievers. It is golden retriever, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
My friends, my rhinoceros friends, come help me. Come to me and carry me to the explosion.
And you see a bunch of flying golden retrievers with spiky, dangerous tails zooming down towards you.
Excellent. Okay, now come in and hold it. Can we pause and maybe make a sled? I just get 12 of you.
One of them licks you in the face.
Oh, thanks. Oh, that's Bernie. That's a little Bernie. They're poison. I forgot they're poison. It's fine. Okay.
Another one wags and jabs you.
It's okay. A little perforation never hurt. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to just, get the 3 of you to stand in a row. No, you in a row. No, sit.
And one
sit.
Runs around.
Wait, okay, no, you over here. Oh, wait. Okay,
the other one licks
it.
You.
Okay, ow, my other cheek. No, it's fine. Okay, no, just come over here. Oh, is that a squirrel?
Boom! They're all off, dragging you down across the rocks. Darcy, you're in the cave. Reginald has come over and has knelt down.
Are you okay?
I'm okay, but we have to get out of here. Everything's coming down.
The scorpions are still out there. They're not attacking right now, but they're there.
Well, it's the only way out now, isn't it? The whole rest of the cave is collapsed.
I can't find Blatt.
And we don't know where Egerton is, and Snowball says he can't move.
Oh, I know where Egerton is. There, he's running after a squirrel. On all fours.
Of course he is. Of course he is.
We'll get the bastard this time!
Do you know where... what's happened to Snowball?
I think he's still in the back of the cave.
Okay. I think I can get him. I'll do my best. Yeah.
Okay. I'll stand watch here at the front.
Okay. This isn't going to be pretty. Here goes. Okay. And I back up to one side of the cave. And I run really hard towards the other side of the cave. And I run smack into the wall, which I assume will damage me in some way.
Yeah. Okay, roll 1d6.
That's a 3.
Okay.
So I take 3. That fills my rage meter, which turns me into, I guess...
I think your rage was probably... You probably could have argued your rage was pretty high at this point.
I like that you felt the need to run face first into a wall, though, just
in case. I need like, more rage!
I feel like Darcy did that to let off a little steam of rage, you know?
I need more rage! All right, so I transform into a huge grizzly bear, and because I have the ability Unstoppable... It's similar to Burrow in that I can spend rage to smash through anything that stands between me and where I wish to go.
Okay.
So I'll spend some rage, which is like one rage now.
Okay.
And I move towards the back of the cave, going through any of the rubble that stands between me and Snowball, and it's just all being thrown back. What do I find?
You feel a rage like you've never felt.
Okay. I know that rage.
Yeah, I want you to let us in on what is going through Darcy's mind right now. Yes.
My mind right now is just blank with redness. Once I'm in the grizzly bear form, there's just red being seen as I just plow through everything in front of me with this very narrow focus to get to the dragon. And there's really nothing else on the periphery or anything, just a really narrow-minded. But nothing else is happening because it's all a ball of rage. So it's just directed in one way.
And you feel Snowball's thoughts in your brain.
Finally. Now call.
Call who?
Call everyone who must answer you.
Do you mean Egerton and Blatt?
No.
I don't know what you mean.
Just do it. Demand them here.
And this huge bear roar goes out.
It echoes across the land. It's like a wave of energy. It actually moves you a little, Blatt, lying on the ground. It causes all the golden retriever / rhinoceros sai to pause and all turn towards the cave entrance. And then all of the rhinoceri begin baying, including Egerton, I assume. And I think it feels good to make the call, Darcy. But then in the pause, you hear it answered. First once, a sound like a pack of giant werewolves off in the distance, but also something you feel it. And then you feel deep beneath you in the earth, not that far away, you have something really large. No, it's not large. It's a lot of them. Some kind of burrowing creature responding to your call. And it happens again and again. And you feel them all converging towards your spot.
I think I called them, I say in my head to Snowball.
And that's when Snowball's giant head bursts through the rock in front of you.
You did, and I answer.
And Snowball bows his head to you. And that's where we'll end it today.
Did I save us?
The End of Time and Other Bothers, with your Game Master Sean Howard and players Marisa King, Carter Siddle, and Michael Howey. Dialogue editing by Michael Howey. Transcription by Michael Howey and Marisa King. Music and sound design by Eli Hamada McElveen. Story consultant, Laura Packer. Game consultant, Stephen Smith. Supporting producers, Ren and Becky Arenavar. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get access to our trove of bonus material and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
Back.
Yeah, no, we know. So there's a very small hole out the back.
Don't break.
We're better than this, everyone. We're better than this.
We've discovered that there's a way out the back, but...
I hear there's parking. I hear there's parking. Entrance at the back is what I heard.
Okay.
I wasn't even looking at you that time.
I know. Okay. No, I can't do it. Someone's going to have to leap in here. Because rear, back. Oh, God. Okay. All right.
All right. Professional.
Bring it together. Okay. Right, but how do we make it bigger? How can we get you out? How can we all get out?
It's not very large.
No,
it's
not. You
have to really squeeze.
What?
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Space Poddity,
an actual play D&D Spelljammer podcast. In Space Poddity, four adventurers visit the worlds and vex the GMs of other actual play shows. Keep listening for a sneak peek and please subscribe so you don't miss the first episodes set in the campaign of the long-running Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Acting Captain's Log. We've crashed our flying birdbath mansion. Long story. The party of groundling adventurers on board is kind and heroic, but untrusting, and is staring at me. It consists of a traumatized minotaur.
You want to see traumatized?
A spooky Asimar child.
I'm an adult now.
An adult Asimar child, whom I suspect to be enthralled by a hidden power, and the most headstrong elf I have ever met, and that includes Rascalgar, the cataclysmically reckless, from the former Arajanon Zed.
Sounds fun.
Also, the mansion's kitchens are out of ale.
How am I going to function?
Space Poddity. Find us wherever your podcasts are.